are. They're happy in Olam Haza. I met this week Uri Zohar. You know who Uri Zohar is?
Yes.
Is the most famous Baal Tshuva in Israel. Uri Zohar was, until the 1970s, comedian, TV person, movie guy, very famous. There was one TV channel in Israel. He was the main guy on the TV channel. The whole country knew him. And he became religious. And he got on TV, put a kippah on one day, on his show. And people went crazy. And then the next week, he announced, "I'm quitting my show because I'm going to learn Torah." And the whole country was watching him. It's hard to picture how important he was in the country. He was the most famous entertainer in the country. He and one other singer. Most famous. The only compare thing we can compare it to, imagine, and now he's a Baal Tshuva, he learns Gemara, he learns Zohar. I just heard him give a 1 hour Hashkafa Musar Shmuz. He knows Mishle by heart. Imagine if Seinfeld became a Baal Tshuva and grew a beard and payas and learned Gemara for 20 years and learned Mishle and Pirkei Avos and began giving Musar Shmuzim. Not comedy scenes. Now, most of you don't know who Seinfeld is. It could be your friends, but my friends explained to me. So if you have friends who tell you who Seinfeld is, no, guys, you're saying, I can't imagine that. That's what it was like. Imagine if Seinfeld became really religious, got rid of his big house, and just lived. Okay, I heard Uri Zohar speak. And Uri Zohar said, he said, "I'm 83 years old, I'm 83, and I'm happier now than when I was 60. He said, "Why? Because I've had 20 more years of talking to Hashem." That's what he said. Again, you get Olam Haza. You serve Hashem, you feel connected to Hashem. So his body is obviously not the same as it was, although he seems, plan her, very healthy. And you're closer to Hashem. You get Olam Haza. You get Olam Haza. You thank Hashem for everything. A person gets in the habit, you thank Hashem for everything in your life. My fingers work, my eyes work, talking. I just heard a Moshe Shmuzim of Victor Miller's Atzal. He said, "How many of you have ever thanked Hashem that you can talk?" So I'm embarrassed. I never did that. Thank Hashem that I can talk. So now I do. Thank Hashem that I can talk. Thank Hashem that you can talk. All the basics. He talks about going to sleep. If you thank Hashem for everything, you're happy. Because you're always expressing real gratitude. You're about to go to sleep. Avigdor Miller says, before Hamakim, thank Hashem that you're able to go to sleep. Not everyone can go to sleep. They need pills, some people, unfortunately. You have a bed. A lot of people don't have beds. They sleep on the floor. Have a pillow. Some people have two pillows. Two pillows. You have two pillows. It's quiet. Well, that doesn't apply in a dorm, but quiet means, no, he says, you're not living in a war zone. Some people live in a war zone. They go to sleep. They're shooting all the time. So he says, before you say Amapil, thank Hashem that I have a place to sleep that's comfortable. Then say Amapil. And then you're happy all the time. You open your eyes in the morning. What's the first thing you do? Thank you, Hashem. Then I say, Modani. And a person, guys, it's like, he has an iPod. Avigdor Miller has an iPod with all his shirim on it. You know what the iPod's called? It's called the Simcha Pod. Talk about brainwashing, but it's true. You listen to it. It's called the Simcha Pod. It's amazing. Because it makes you happy. If you're constantly thanking Hashem, Uri Zohar is, he said, "I'm the happiest person around." I think he has a very small apartment. Whatever money he has, he goes, "I can learn, I can daven, I have my kids, I married off my grand." And, of course, you have gashmis in your life, but your focus is Hashem. You thank Hashem. There's nothing wrong with enjoying Olam Haza. You thank Hashem for it, then you're happy. Thank you, Hashem, you gave me this apple. Thank you, Hashem, you gave me this banana, all these things. You thank Hashem for everything. That's it. Okay. So, there's a poem about sight. It's a good poem to read about. It's a good poem to know about. It's a very good way to A, connect with Hashem, which is what you're supposed to do, B, be happy in your life, is to become a gratitude-oriented person and thank Hashem. And what do I thank Hashem for? What do you thank Hashem for? For everything. You're alive. You can walk. You can see. Your fingers work. I mean, everything. There's thousands of things. We have food. Food's a nice. We have food. You eat food. You eat food, and it goes down. And it becomes 25,000 things. Food becomes hair. Food becomes fingernails. Food becomes your brain. These are all miracles. We don't think about these things. If you think about the basics, It's a very good way, I'm telling you, it's called a simcha pot. It's like changing, and it's a healthy way to live your life. The park bench was deserted as I sat down to read, beneath the long, straggly branches of an old willow tree, disillusioned by life with good reason to frown, for the world was intent on dragging me down. And if that weren't enough to ruin my day, a young boy out of breath approached me, all tired from play. He stood right before me with his head tilted down and said with great excitement, "Look what I found!" In his hand was a flower. What a pitiful sight, with its petals all worn, not enough rain or too little light. Wanting him to take his dead flower and go off to play, I faked a small smile and shifted away. But instead of retracting, he sat next to my side and placed the flower to his nose and declared with overacted surprise, "It sure smells pretty, and it's beautiful too. That's why I picked it here. It's for you." The leaf before me was dying or dead, not vibrant of color, orange, yellow, or red. This is a nice poem. But I knew I must take it or he might never leave. So I reached for the flower and replied, "Just what I need." But instead of him placing the flower in my hand, he held it midair without reason or plan. It was then that I noticed for the very first time this wee-toting boy could not see. He was blind. I heard my voice quiver and tears shone like the sun as I thanked him for picking the very best one. "You're welcome," he smiled, and ran off to play, unaware of the impact he had on my day. I sat there and wondered how he managed to see a self-pitying woman beneath an old willow tree. How did he know of my self-indulgent plight? Perhaps from his heart he was blessed with true sight. Through the eyes of a blind child, at last I could see, and for all those times I myself had been blind, the problem was not with the world, the problem was me. I vowed to see the beauty in life and appreciate every second that is mine. Then I held that wilted flower up to my nose and breathed in the fragrance of a beautiful rose and smiled as I watched the young boy with another weed in his hand about to change the life of another unsuspecting old man. This is a great poem. This is life. It's all there. There's so much, and but we should do this. It takes a minute a day. Thank Hashem every day. Let's say air. Breathe. Koha neshama tal koha luka. Every neshama. So what if Chazal say neshama can read what? Neshima. Every breath. So that's what Chazal say. Thank Hashem for every breath. Now, that'll take a long time to do, but do it once in a while. Thank Hashem that you can breathe. When's the last time anyone thought about breathing? Breathing is really great. You breathe the air and your body knows exactly where all it's supposed to go. There's a story of Avigdor Miller. One of his granddaughters walked into the kitchen once, and he had his head in the sink. He had stopped up the sink and it was full of water. His head was in the sink. What do you call that? Weird. That's just weird. His guttural door with his head in the sink. What are you doing? His head is in the sink. He's sitting there in the sink. She's in the kitchen. Takes his head out of the sink, goes, takes a big deep breath. So she said, "Zadie, why did you put your head in the sink?" So he answered, he was walking along in Brooklyn, and somebody complained, "Oh, you know, there's pollution. Yeah, they're so polluted here." And he felt he didn't want to lose one drop of Hakaras Hatov for the air because of the pollution. A little pollution, the air keeps you alive. So he wanted to work on himself to not lose any Hakaras Hatov for air. How do you do that? Hold your breath for a minute underwater, and then take a breath, and then you'll appreciate air. That's how he lived his life. All of us can do this. All of us can do this. I began doing things like this, and it you become a happier person. There's a lot to be thankful for. We discuss buttonholes. Yeah. Reinforce buttonholes. This will change your life. Reinforce. The Chovas HaLevavos says all of the things that we use in life that were invented by a guy, by somebody, well, God gave him that wisdom. So thank Hashem that. So reinforce buttonholes. You know why buttonholes, there's a stronger stitching? Why is there stitching? Because if not, it would tear all the time. So that's nice. So it doesn't tear. So somebody had the idea, this guy's a multimillionaire, his middle name is Buttonhole, and he reinforced buttonholes. That's amazing. So when you say Ma'al Bisharumim in the morning, thank you Hashem that I have nice buttons here. Or the miracle, what's the miracle? That sheep eat grass and water, and they make wool. Our clothes are wool. That's a miracle. There's a factory inside the sheep. What a great factory. Multi-billion-dollar factory. Grass and water becomes wool. It's amazing. So think about it a little bit. And you go through your life, and you're always two things. This is the whole, I'm trying to give Avigdor Miller in like 30 seconds. two things. You're always connected with Hashem, and you're always happy. And it's so easy to do. Thank Hashem for the basics. There are a lot of basics out there. And you're happy. And thank Hashem. And by the way, as a bonus, you get a whopping Olam Haba too. Okay, that's a good one too. But forget it. Olam Haza. You're thank Hashem and you're happy. It's amazing. And it's for everyone. You're saying modim. Every time you say modim, think of one thing in your life. Modim, my knees work. Thank you, Hashem, for my knees. Thank you, Hashem, for my knees. Modim. You choose one thing, and it's a muscle. It's a muscle. It's a muscle of hakara satov and a muscle of simcha. So that's what everyone can do. And it's that. It's there, and it's available, and all of us have the chance. Don't forget, if you keep the Torah, you get olam hazeh too. Olam hazeh too, because deep down, you feel connected. It's the real connection. It's the real, it's the ruchnias. It's a real connection.